Sunday Meditation, January 16th, 2000. The question this week has to do with the concept of the rapture. We were wondering if Kuo could give us some information about the phenomenon or the process of the rapture. Some say that a certain number of people go at one time, another group of people go at another time, without leaving their bodies, without going through the door of death. And we are wondering what Kuo would have to say about that and what value Kuo might find in it for our own spiritual journeys.
We are those, the principle known to you as the Kuo. They greet you in the love and in the life of the one infinite creator, in whose service we are. May we thank each of you who has come to be a part of this circle of seeking at this time. We are aware that in each case there was that hunger and desire to seek the truth. And we find this a great blessing to us for being called to speak with you is what we consider our service at this time. So meetings such as this one enable us to serve, and we are most grateful for the opportunity. As always, we would ask that each consider those things which we have to say, keeping those which ring true and dropping all information which does not ring true for you. For we would not wish to be a stumbling block to any. Your group question concerns that which this instrument has called the rapture, and others have called the ascension. And as is often the case, we find that we need to back up from that question to a more fundamental or basic stance. We would ask each of you, what have you thought this day? What has occupied the mind? What has charged you with hope or with fear? What has your concern been this day? For each of you is a creation of unique characteristics, yet at the same time, each of you is the Creator. And at the very core of each of your beings, there is that pure and undistorted love, that great original thought from which all things were created. and which moves through all created things to the extent that the distortions within those created things allows for the uninterrupted flow of that love. Each of you then is a part of the Creator. Each of you inheres in the Creator, and at the same time, each of you has chosen at this time to manifest in a personality shell and a physical body within the illusion that you now enjoy. The nature of this manifestation is such that there will be distortion. It is impossible not to have distortion. For distortion is the very nature of space and time. The yearning for absolute purity, absolute truth, and absolute love is a yearning that was within you when you chose to move forth from what this instrument would call the Creator's house. That love has been with you as you have moved through many densities and many experiences, through many worlds, through many lifetimes. And it is that undistorted love that draws you ever onwards towards the source and ending of all that is. So you may consider yourself as a distorted version of the Creator. Each of you distorted in unique and fascinating ways. Each of you having chosen the gifts that you would bring into manifestation with your personality shell, the limitations that you would set for yourself so that you may learn, the relationships that you chose specifically for their friction, for their catalyst. That you might experience that process of distillation, wherein all of those things that move before the eye of mind, bloom, stutter, and fail. There are many tools that each of you has available in this journey that you take together and yet always alone. One of those tools could be called imagination. And we would ask you to look at the material that the one known as Paul had brought to the attention of this group. We consider that source and many others to be valid and interesting resources from which to draw inspiration and structures of thinking. For you see, when you seek the truth, when you seek the nature of reality, you move quickly into uncharted seas within the deep mind. The deep mind does not think like the conscious mind. For to the conscious mind, to the intellectual mind, the tool of logic is considered useful and helpful, and yet, as the one Rumi said earlier, in matters of spiritual concern, logic and reasoning often not only do not make the picture clearer, but also they may obfuscate those resources that are there. The function of myth, then, is as a resource which aids the mind in its attempts to think about spiritual matters. When we say myth or mythical system, we refer to the entire gamut of religions, philosophies, and cosmologies, whether they be what this instrument would call orthodox or within the culture and society, or unorthodox and eccentric. It does not matter what the rest of the world thinks about any given system of mythical, religious, or philosophical thought. Rather, it matters to each individual what structures of thought attract and awaken desire within that individual. When a mythical system or a portion of a mythical system rivets the attention, then the seeker may know that this is fertile ground for investigation, for contemplation, for deep thought over a period. As long as this particular vision or structure of thought attracts the mind and the heart, then for that person, this is precisely what the person needs to be looking at and thinking about. For each seeker will be drawn to those structures of thought that help that individual think about deity, devotion, and service. Such is the nature of the human heart and the deep mind that it is often a process that cannot be predicted in any way. It is a process that is full of surprise. The thought that takes the mind and heart today places it then over a period of time into a gradually changing we are having trouble finding a word in your language. We show this instrument the Nautilus, the shell of the Nautilus grows each year as the animal within the shell grows, making a beautiful curling and ever widening horn. Such is the process of thinking about spiritual matters, having those feelings and experiences seated within the personality shell, and moving around in a spiral fashion so that you are hitting the same material repeatedly, and at each time you are finding new avenues of thought to be created where before there was none. So you see, working with mythical systems is something we feel is extremely helpful and valid. Those systems are there because inspired entities throughout your history have attempted in their own ways to share their visions of processes which they saw in a unique and interesting way. Such a piece of mythical architecture is the rapture or the ascension. We shall say through this instrument that which this instrument said herself earlier, that being that it is our humble opinion that the processes of spiritual evolution at work upon your planetary sphere at this time are metaphysical rather than physical. We do not in any way suggest that the planet itself is not laboring under difficulty at this time. Indeed, your sphere itself is undergoing a graduation and a birthing into a density more filled with the light of the one infinite creator. The suggestion has been made many times that the planetary sphere itself would, through the necessity of altering its magnetic polarity to some extent, shake off all life as a dog would shake off a flea. And indeed, one reason that wanderers first came to this particular planetary sphere was to transmute the infinite love and life of the one creator through their physical and metaphysical instruments and out into the earth plane, creating a net of light that would alleviate and ameliorate the tectonic distress which the earth is now experiencing. It is our opinion that this plan, though working imperfectly, has reached a critical mass sufficient to enable the planet to suffer many smaller catastrophes that allow the majority of those upon your planet to continue to enjoy the illusion. However, there is also another kind of graduation which is taking place among the people at this time. It is our opinion that this ascension or rapture is a way of describing what we have talked of before as the steps of life. It is our feeling that when, as the one known as Jin says, the doors of death open for an individual, that individual goes through as much healing as it needs to go through to recover from the stress of physical death, to gather the feet under the self within the new configuration, the new body, the new environment. There is the review of the incarnation, which takes place when healing work has been accomplished, so that the soul itself may, together with the higher self, review the incarnation and consider how that learning process went and what may need to be focused upon next in the never-ending process of spiritual learning. At the point that this has been accomplished, and the soul knows itself and is oriented to its surroundings, it then comes to a kind of staircase, if you will, where there is a gradually increasing density of light. In this process, the spirit simply moves forward into fuller life until it is receiving a maximum amount of light that it can enjoy in a stable manner. At this point, the spirit stops. That point may be in third density. That point may be in fourth density, or even higher. Whatever amount of light is comfortable to that spirit is the appropriate density location for that entity in its next incarnation. Rather than there being a judge meeting out judgment, it is simply a matter of each spirit finding itself in the best place possible for new learning and growth. We would turn now to the question of what the rapture then may be discussing. For it is an inspiring and riveting writing that has fascinated many, many seekers over thousands of years. It is our opinion that this writing moves into a very creative and useful way to look at death, to look at the death of the physical or mortal body. In a world of appearances, the death of the physical body is the end of everything. The Amen and Omega of dust and ashes. And yet, the spirit within rebels at the limit of death, at the abruptness and dislocation of death. And it says there must be more. Surely I could not be stopped by this arbitrary exhaustion of flesh. We have found in working with your peoples that it is almost impossible to be complete and satisfactory in our coverage of almost any subject. For wherever there are minds that think, there will be the desire for complexity. Yet our message is ever towards simplification. It is our feeling that at the very heart of each of you lies all that you will ever need to know. Kept safe, secure and snug within your skeleton and musculature and all of those physical embellishments that create the fair physical body. To us, you are a vibration that we can see and feel and touch. To us, you are love. And as we gaze at you, we see the reflection, and it is love. To us, each entity has already ascended. For to us, the energy which is you is already perfect. We encourage each of you to seek in whatever way is helpful to you. As always, we encourage meditation. Simply lighting the candle and sitting with the candle is a life-changing habit if it be prosecuted through time. And we encourage all the other avenues of seeking as well. And most of all, we encourage you to believe in your own rightness. For that which inspires you may not inspire others, but that does not matter. That does not signify anything for you. Whatever moves you to think upon who you are, why you are here, where you are going. These things we greatly approve. And because each entity is very much and of necessity alone in the seeking within, become more and more aware of the great aid you may be to each other by offering support and understanding wherever you can, by sharing honest emotion and opinion whenever you are asked, and by simply being there to give a smile to a stranger or to interact as you go about your chores. Each of you with your many, many chores are all a bustle, and we do enjoy tuning in to groups such as this one and seeing all the colors of your desires and hopes, your ambitions and your fears. Know that you are loved for who you are. We consider each of you. We would at this time transfer this concept to the one known as Jim. We leave this instrument in thanks, love, and light. We are a Dojo and Pool.
I am Kwan, and greet each again, in love and in light, through this instrument. It is our privilege at this time to offer ourselves for any further queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query at this time?
Well, I guess I got a couple, Cole. I had some questions about addictions, which are been part of my path. And I get frustrated with some people because they think that, well, if you're not a vegetarian and if you don't meditate every day and if you don't do this or that and that, well, you're just not in on the club, man. You can't get there from, you know, the way you're doing it. You're doing it all wrong. You got to listen to me. People like that really blow me away. They don't listen to me, but I have my own path to follow, and my addictions have been the teachers to me. And some are more acceptable in this society than others. A lot of people have food addictions, money addictions, shopaholics, there's workaholics, there's any number of things, you know, sex, people are addicted to sex or whatever. And these are all just lessons for us. There are things for us to overcome. My feeling is that my addictions are, I came here for a reason to overcome them. And I cannot help anyone else until I have experienced them myself and overcome them to find the path out. And that's why I'm here. I believe in the rapture. I would like to go on the rapture. I believe the people on the rapture that go on the rapture are going to be coming back to helping the others when the time is right. That's the question, part one. Part two. Can't read here. You go to part one and I'll think about it. Quo.
I am Quo, and we have listened carefully to that which you have offered to us, and we have not found a clear query at the present time. Could you re-question, please?
I'm saying there are many paths to get where we're all trying to go, and everybody has to walk their own path. Some people don't understand that and will place judgment on you for the path that you seem to be on seems to be wrong to them. Well, it is wrong for them probably, but not for you in particular. Those people distress me because some of those people I really resonate with and really enjoy them and find myself falling in love with them and caring about them deeply and opening my heart to them and sharing all of my soul, my deepest thoughts with them. And and then they find out certain things about me that they don't agree with, and they judge me, and it hurts, and I feel disheartened. But I think I'm still right about those addictions being part of my path. And the second question was,
is there a little light here?
Items on this Bible here. Two stones and a ring. They're for special friends of mine. The ring for my daughter. The quartz stone for a friend named Elizabeth. And the dark stone, a friend named Marcia. I'm wondering if those can be charged to be amulets to them, to help them on their spiritual path, to open their hearts. Yeah, that was the end of my questions about being honest with people and seemingly to turn them off. As Carla was saying, I seem to come on too strong. I share too much of myself that spooks people. I don't understand it. I guess I'm curious. I've always been a little strange, I think, to other people, but I walk my own path.
I am Quo, and we appreciate that which you have offered to us. We are most happy to lend our healing vibrations to those amulets which you have offered for such. We bless each and bestow upon these objects of the third density illusion those feelings of love and acceptance which you have spoken of as being somewhat lacking in those whose judgment is heavy upon yourself. We would agree that each entity has a path which is unique. Whether this path has the accoutrement of that which you have called addictions or does not have such is of no consequence. For each entity will fashion that journey which has meaning for him or for her. And all portions of the journey through the third density illusion are shrouded in mystery. For from mystery each of you came, and into mystery each of you shall leave. For the one infinite creator is beyond all understanding, and the one creator exists in full in each. Though there may be a disguise which is worn for a certain purpose and a certain time, this disguise shall at some time be dropped, and each entity shall return again in full realization and experience of the one creator. For each is made of nothing else. We are aware that each entity has those qualities which may be accepted or rejected by others and by the self. And the great lesson of this illusion is to love with an open heart, to accept without We should wait for just a moment before the contact can be made again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And perhaps we can retune. It's not a good idea to leave the circle while the contact's going on.
I had an idea in that letter.
About row your boat.
Yep.
Row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. We apologize for the delay and for the pause, which was unnecessary in order for those present to rejoin the circle with you. We would ask if there might be another query at this time.
Well, I do have one about the Mandelbrot set, but I'd like to let somebody else go here if they have something.
Go ahead.
I don't have any.
I have one small question.
Go ahead.
I noticed a lot of computer weirdness. The latest being that this week again, after the database was found, I couldn't open it. And I have not been able, by looking at myself and my experience, to find any psychic greeting component at all. It just seems like the typical glitches that occur when one is doing light work. But I wanted to ask for any insight that you might have on the subject, because I do want to come to the working on this book with absolutely my best. And I'm really open to any suggestion as to how I might become more humble, more patient, any of those qualities that I think people appreciate in the writing.
I am quote, and am aware of your query, my sister. In this regard, we may suggest that the genesis of the difficulty is simply the, as they are called, bugs in the software programming. And we observe that your patience in this regard is to be commended. For an undertaking of the kind of which you speak is that which requires a certain gentleness balanced with a perseverance that will see you through difficulties of any nature. Is there a further query, my sister?
Well, one just occurred to me, and I'll just follow up with it. I've noticed lately more and more that two things are happening. Number one is that I'm extremely content with less, and number two is the joy and the bliss that I feel comes from the less. And by that I mean being here, doing daily chores, weeding in the garden or cooking in the kitchen or working at the computer or just doing the normal things that we do. It seems that more and more in my life I've found the beauty of the smallest things and seeing that they may seem small in the world, but they contain all the truth and all of the learning that I was looking for out in the world. Is this a typical progress from your experience with working with people in third entity? That there are bliss comes not from farther and farther out, but closer and closer in?
I am quote, and am aware of your query, my sister. And indeed, we find this is true not only for those of your third density illusion, but for all succeeding illusions as well. For the true richness of each experience is contained within the heart of the one who experiences. The one creator, whole, perfect, and full, is contained in each moment, in each iota of experience. And to those whose hearts are open to love and to the one creator, then does this fullness of love and unity pour into the moment, until the moment itself is whole and perfect, and the true richness of being is appreciated. Is there a further query?
No, thank you very much.
I am quote. And again, we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
I think Paul wants to ask about the Mandelbrot set.
Yeah, I wanted to know about the Mandelbrot set discovered back in 1981. And, you know, I've seen film some pictures of it, and it blows me away. It's an infinite mathematical formula that creates these beautiful pictures. They just don't know, the scientists don't quite seem to know what to make of it, but they think they found something big here now. My gut feeling is this is the unified field that they've all been looking for. It's the way the creation creates itself. It's the way light creates matter. It's the pattern that, the blueprint that is used. I think that when they further break down the atom and they get to quarks and these gonads or whatever, they find smaller and smaller little particles. I think at the very end of it all, what they're going to see is the Mandelbrot set. That's just a gut feeling. But I just want your insights on the Mandelbrot set and what it all means to us.
I am quote, and am aware of your query, Mecca. To give a full explanation of this Mandelbrot set would not be possible within this illusion, for there is much that is beyond understanding, shall we say. But in the general gist of your understanding of this phenomenon, we would agree that this is but another example of the perfection of the one creator becoming apparent to those who peer for the first time beyond the boundaries of the illusion. The ability of the one creator to reproduce itself in an infinite fashion is that which is barely begun in this type of mathematical expression. Far more wonders exist for not only the mind that can comprehend, but the heart that can open in full understanding and acceptance of the one in all. Is there a further query?
So, is the rapture going to happen?
I am quote, and we would not infringe upon any free will by revealing a yes or no to such a deep query. Is there another query at this time?
No, I'm done. Thank you very much.
I am Kuo, and again we thank you, my friend. Is there a final query at this time?
Just on a whim, I would ask if the Latui part of your principle is looking at any particular colors within our inner planes these days, or has it given that up? Never given that up.
I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my sister. And those of the social memory complex known to this group as Latui have been busying themselves with the qualities of communication, which, as you are aware, are located within the blue range of your spectrum of colors, as you call them. For this group has the need for the definition of this particular color, as does the entire population of your planetary sphere at this time. For there is much within clear communication that can allow catalyst to be consumed, shall we say. Mm. There is much which needs to be said from heart to heart. Thus does the opening of this heart center of energy become that which is aided by the opening and balancing of all energy centers. At this time, we would again thank each present for inviting us to join your circle of seeking this day. It is always the greatest of honors for us to be able to do so. We would remind each that we are happy to join each entity in his or her private meditations in order not to speak in any words, but to deepen the meditation, that there be more stillness of the mind and openness of the heart experienced there at the throne of the One Creator. We are known to you as those of Kuo. At this time we would take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each as always in the love and in the ineffable light of the One Infinite Creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
Adonai.